USA Radio News.
Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. It comes just a few weeks after a case of polio was detected in Rockland County, located north of the city. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally. The State Health Commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, said in a statement, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is, quote, through safe and effective immunization. Services are set to begin Friday for young siblings who died last week in a Pennsylvania house fire that also killed 8 other people. The cause remains under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
NASCAR Racing is invading Richmond, Virginia this weekend. The former governor of New York is releasing the legal hounds onto the state attorney general.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is suing the attorney general because he wants New York State to pay for his legal bills as he defends himself against a workplace sexual harassment claim. Cuomo filed the suit against Attorney General Letitia James in April, right after James held a news conference where she called Cuomo a, quote, serial sexual harasser and, quote, sick, pathetic man. The suit says she denied the ex-governor's request for representation. There has been no comment yet from the Attorney General's office. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
For more information, join us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Without understanding the fiscal impact on the American people, House Democrats forge ahead with the Manchin-Schumer social spending and taxation plan called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is considered by many to be misleading. The bill will add 87,000 new IRS agents. According to the Congressional Budget Office, says it will be weeks before an updated analysis can be completed on the bill. The unthinkable. The weaponizing of the judicial branch of government against their political opponents is being raised in America. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News expresses the outrage.
Here we go again. I lived through Crossfire Hurricane. I lived through the Mueller investigation. The FISA court rebuked the Department of Justice for providing false information to the court to obtain a warrant against Carter Page. Is it plausible the same people would be going after Trump again 90 days before the midterms? So the pathway for President Trump to become the nominee is much wider now than it was yesterday. The likelihood of him being reelected is greater than it was yesterday, because if you got something that is really so compelling, you had to go into the man's home with guns drawn to get the information. Tell the American people, to every Republican listening to me, we should be clamoring and demanding answers to the questions of why they had to raid President Trump's home 90 days before an election.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.